catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Monday, June 7th. I'm Anthony Montalto, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Since the start of the pandemic, businesses have struggled with employment. While some employers see a light at the end of the tunnel, others say they're still struggling to compete with pandemic unemployment benefits. Florida recently announced it will no longer offer pandemic unemployment assistance as of June 27th. That sparked some controversy between workers and employers. I spoke with WUFT's Violet Comer-Weiland, who has some of the latest updates on the subject.
This particular pandemic unemployment benefit that I was talking about in the article provides $300 extra dollars a month if people can prove unemployment. Recently, beginning May 30th, DeSantis said that you had to make sure you were proving that you were employed or applying to places to be employed, and you have to submit proof of that. However, from the people that I was talking to at Express Employment Professionals, the business development manager there was telling me that people can sometimes, you know, like fake that and make it so that they're saying they're applying, but kind of putting their worst resume forward just to collect the benefits still and make sure they're checking all the boxes. So this particular benefit is $300 a month, but it is going to end by June 26th, and then people will stop being able to collect that particular kind of an unemployment.
There was something that really stuck out to me with your story where there was a quote, I forget who said it, but somebody said it's right now and it's an employee market and not necessarily an employer market. So could you kind of dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, I thought that was a really interesting point. It was actually Chris Vermeulen, and he works with Express Employment Professionals. He was basically saying people that want to get jobs should get out there now because it's the best market for them right now. He was careful the way he worded it, but basically the way he said it was that they're hiring less qualified people than before. So if you're looking to get a higher level job, chances are they're probably going to lower the qualifications a little bit. Whereas in places you may need bachelor's degrees to be employed, they may bash that requirement so that more people can be there. Or they may be offering a better benefit. I know Wawa offers, I think, $500 to hire people right now. So there are places that are offering great benefits. This is probably, like he said, it's probably one of the easiest times to get jobs that may be more difficult for you to get. And he said once people start applying to more jobs and in the coming months, it's going to get harder and then it's going to kind of come back to the equilibrium. So now is like the best time to start applying to these jobs because he was careful to say that businesses were not desperate. However, he kind of implied that businesses really, really, really need people. So right now it's important that people go out and look for those kind of jobs if they're interested in getting something that specifically fits their needs.
Did you manage to talk to anybody who's out possibly looking for a job right now?
I was not able to get into contact with anyone just because of the deadline of my story. I would have liked to have that because I think it's important to have that voice. Gainesville word of mouth people are very much adamant on the website right now and Facebook and stuff, commenting, being like, everywhere's hiring. You know, when people ask, are there any jobs? Unemployment forums as well in Gainesville are, there are so many comments right now saying everyone is hiring or this place is hiring. Employers are out there trying to get people to come in. So I would like to get someone's perspective ideally once I follow up on this because I think it's important and also just to see maybe how the job market is changing. But from what I have observed and preliminary observations, it seems like people are not having issues getting jobs if they want it. But the problem is more people living off the unemployment benefits and more so trying to surpass the requirements and just keep collecting and not actually getting the jobs that they're applying for.
Do you think there's an end in sight for this or is this going to be kind of going on for a while?
So as with anything, I feel like there's definitely an end in sight, but I'm not sure if it will be super soon. I think that once the $300 a month is cut off, and especially because tax returns and stimulus checks were still a little bit ago, I think that people are going to start to realize they're going to need to get out there and get jobs. I was talking to Chris Vermeulen, and I believe he said it was not soon, but I think by the end of the year or beginning next year, things will start to probably pick up and get back to where they were. But as with anything in the pandemic is not ending right away, but there are a lot of things that are being slowly lifted. So I think the job market is very similar. It's going to take a lot of steps and a lot of people reapplying for jobs, all the unemployment benefits ending. But I would say once the unemployment benefits end at the end of June, there's definitely going to be a large spike in jobs, especially in the coming months like July and August. And that's something Vermeulen also emphasized, that by the end of the summer, there should be a lot more people in the job market and a lot more employers that are facing a lot more employees.
Violet, thank you so much for your reporting on this. Looking forward to that follow-up.
Of course. Thank you.
That was WUFT's Violet Comer-Weiland on her latest story covering pandemic unemployment assistance. For more on this story and for more news that matters to you, head over to WUFT.org. Now let's get into some top headlines. Police say three people are dead and at least five others are injured following a shooting at a Miami graduation party. Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Freddy Ramirez told news outlets Sunday that one of those killed was a state corrections officer. Ramirez said the party at a strip mall was ending when one or more vehicles pulled up and began to fire into the crowd. The identities of those killed and wounded were not immediately released Sunday. The shooting happened about 2 a.m. in the suburb of Kendall. A man in Wekiwachi is accused of hitting a pedestrian with his car overnight Sunday and attempting to dump his remains behind a bait shop. According to WTSP Tampa Bay, the Florida Highway Patrol has identified the driver as 28-year-old Joseph Strickland. Strickland also has an arrest warrant in Minnesota for a similar charge. UF Health announced a cyber attack at its Leesburg and the Villages hospitals last week. According to member station WMFE, the hospital system is still caring for patients using paper records and immediately suspended access to most system platforms like email. UF and its other hospitals were not affected. Officials say they're working to resolve the issue. And finally, a bear wandering downtown Naples has eluded wildlife officials all weekend after first being spotted Friday. The Naples Daily News reported Sunday there have been several unsuccessful attempts to catch the bear and move it to a new home. Wildlife officials say the bear has not been aggressive, and it's also avoided people, which sounds like a lot of us coming out of quarantine. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. It's just a click away. I'm Anthony Montalto, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great week.